freaking metronome. I hate that shit. Pisses me off.
This feels weird.
This does feel weird?
Yeah, it feels weird.
You've never done this before?
No. It's like, I don't know, like a headset, you know, speaking, but we're right next to each other.
Okay, honestly, it makes it more intimate. So whenever I have a conversation with somebody and they can hear me, like they can really hear me, it changes everything, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I'm listening to you. Literally, like yeah, literally right on my ears, yeah. You can hear me. That's it. So
I feel like I can't hear you in this one.
At all?
Yeah, I feel like
testing, testing. Okay.
I feel like it's just this one.
So let me.
Lots of wires.
There's lots of wires. One of my best friends has a podcast. It's like a true crime podcast.
If you want to go, so on the...
Oh, I can hear you now.
Now you're good?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you actually couldn't even hear me before?
No, I could hear you, but
just
it
on
was
one ear?
Like,
so now we're good.
Yeah.
On both ears.
Now it feels very...
balanced.
Yes.
Okay. Your friend has a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, all these freaking fries look freaking good.
They're so good. Oh, this is even weirder.
You are so nervous, girl. Come on. Bro, these fries are slapping.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
You're not.
Okay.
See, that's interesting. Guests can't do anything wrong, right?
No.
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of The Real Sky Day Show. I want to talk to real people about real life. And today, I have a very special guest who is climbing her own success ladder. Her name is Bree Adkins. She's a celebrity in my mind, and I've been trying to get her on the podcast for some time, so this is exciting. But before we get too wild into the podcast, welcome to the show. I just realized I hadn't really mentioned it to her before. This is my first episode of this latest podcast I want to do. It's a totally different thing. It's not the Toasty Podcast. And I hope you guys enjoy it.
Hello.
So there's our intro, right?
That's
so
awesome.
The good thing about podcasting is that I can do an intro and we can just be here. There's no time. Like, there's no time limit. There's no, like, time frame. Like, I have to be like, I just did an intro. Now you have to say something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to happen.
That's cool. Unless it's live.
Well, yeah, but that's why I don't have guests live.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't, unless you're used to that kind of thing. Well, then I would prep you for it, right?
Yeah. Like, this is how it's going to go. Yeah. Those fries are good.
So I can have a fry in my hand and do a freaking intro, right? Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, you seem very good at this, and I'm not going to be very good.
Oh, my God. You're just talking.
I know. It's
That's
weird.
That's all you're doing.
I'll get used to it. I'm sure it'll just take a minute. To, like, I'm getting used to the acoustics. And
so, ladies and gentlemen, we had to have a beer first because, like, this girl is freaking nervous. Holy crap. But, like, I'm just trying to let her know, you know, it's just a show. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're just talking.
I'll be fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you want to start by just telling us a little bit about yourself? Like, anything. You can tell us how you grew up or, you know, how this place came to be. Anything. Doesn't matter.
Anything.
Just say something.
Okay. Let's talk. Well, I would say that I really started to become who I am now, which is important, about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's because of my dad's death, how I am now. So it just evolved like from...
It molded you.
Yeah, definitely. From like grief to depression to... figure out what exactly life means.
Okay, so to get deep very quickly, that's fine.
Yeah,
we're good.
Sorry.
Let's go. No, you're good. Let's talk a little bit about that, though. So you're talking about, like, what age were you?
23.
You're 23, and your dad, how did your dad pass away?
Heart attack.
Heart attack?
Yeah.
Okay. Wowzers.
Yeah. Sudden. Yeah, very sudden. He was only 45. And it pissed me off.
Made you mad?
Yeah.
So the grieving process was this... 4-year-long, 5-year-long ordeal, is that what you're saying? Or?
No, it wasn't. It was more of like a solid year of like, I don't give a fuck about anybody. It just like took, it made me cold first, you know, like very, nobody matters, death is inevitable, nothing matters kind of mindset.
We just all just live and die.
Yeah, live and die.
Right.
And it was like all I could think about forever. Like it felt like it would never end. It felt like it was like, that is my life now and all I can think about is the end. And like it was very stressful, very mind altering, mm-hmm. You know.
Depressing.
Yeah, super depressing.
Did you like people to, you had to, did you have people to talk to around that or like was
no.
it? Okay, that's, yeah. So that's why you were cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, my mom was around, but she didn't understand. Like, nobody I felt like could understand how I was thinking. I would explain,
well,
like,
your
how.
Your mom was in a similar situation, right?
No, they weren't together.
Oh. Okay. That changes things a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Which she loved my dad, but not.
Yeah, it changes
you know.
Things. Right.
So, and I would express about how I couldn't stop thinking about, like, death. Like, that was, like, my obsessive, like, situation. I was like, I can't stop thinking about this.
Right.
And then so.
Well, where are you at in this time? What are you doing? What's your job and everything?
BJ's.
At 23?
Yeah. I've been at BJ's for 6.5 years.
Holy crap. Ladies, because she's a bartender, and that's how I met her. I met her probably, like, 3 years ago, right? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
How long ago? A long time ago.
Yeah, a while ago.
Whatever. I was living in East Texas at the time, and I went to BJ's a lot. Honestly, way too much, but it doesn't really matter. Whatever. I met this lady.
It was a good time.
She's a bartender. She's very good at conversation. Obviously, she's a bartender. So there's a reason that I was like, kept coming back. I'm like, hey, I can talk to this person that I know will have the similar vibe, and it's nice. So it's interesting to me that this is what you wanted to bring up, because this is something that people would see as very depressing.
Yes.
But the people I talk to, like my dad passed away when I was in high school, people I talk to, they talk about how it changed them for the better and it's a good experience and like it's probably the best thing that ever happened to them. Because for some reason, some weird reason, you either go one of two ways. It's like a 50-50. You either go way downhill and you need therapy for sure, you're going to try to kill yourself, or you go the direction like you're a completely different person. Completely different. Like you go from normal human being that's average to very, I would like to say enlightened, but maybe that's not the word you might use, because you are like always happy. Now tell the rest of it.
Well, so what had happened whenever I couldn't get out of these thought process, like these thought patterns, was at the time my boyfriend was like, you need to figure out something that like can distract you. And he was like, maybe a hobby, maybe like just something, you know, therapy. He suggested therapy, hobby, so forth, you know, which I did start therapy then too. And then I also started fucking around with makeup. Like I was like, I think that I want to get into makeup. Like, that's going to be the hobby that I choose. And then Brandon, my boyfriend, laughed at me. He was like, makeup, that's not a hobby. And then I was like, want a bit.
No, it's huge.
Yeah.
Instagram.
And this is really kind of before.
Artists, right? So like, this is, what are you, like, still like, 23 till 24?
Yeah, like, I was like 23. And like, this was before I didn't even have an Instagram. Like, it was like, this is what I'm going to do. And that's kind of why I think I started an Instagram, but I never got on it. And then that's like why I started posting on Instagram, because I started like creating this. Okay. So losing my dad opened this opportunity for me in this like creative space, which I never really experienced before.
It up. You never really
I didn't realize that like that was my thing.
Maybe I should have said something different. Maybe I should have said, with creatives, because like people that are creative have to have that opened up for them.
Yeah.
And I think maybe death does that.
It did. Yeah. And it was like, I was in theater, like my high school, like all 4 years, but I didn't ever really feel like I felt accepted in everything, but it wasn't something that I excelled in. And like, I was like, obviously I'm not that creative. Otherwise I would excel in this like field.
Right.
I don't know. You know, felt like self-doubt. Yeah. You know, about the whole situation, because I wasn't that good. Like, I got parts, but it wasn't main parts, you know,
right.
And like, but I didn't know there was like so many other like opportunities to explore and like be creative. And like, I wasn't good at music, You know, like, you know, it's like these major staple creative things, like, I wasn't.
Well, I think that that has to do with our, like, technology and the way society is going. Yeah, creative used to be, you know, you're a writer, a musician, an actor. Like, what else do we have?
Right.
And, you know, you could be creative and own a salon. You could be creative and own, like, be a makeup artist for actors.
Yeah, and I didn't ever realize that that was a thing, you know?
Well, yeah, sure, but that's not even the same thing now. Because you're talking about social media changing the game for that whole thing. You're talking about content creation. That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
Literally, you're talking about content creation. Yeah. And content creation was never a thing. And you're talking about, like, you know, mid-2010s where it's like people just started going ham on content creation.
Oh, yeah.
So this is before that.
No, this is after that.
What year are we in?
2016.
Paint me a word picture. No, I'm just kidding.
We were in 2016. Probably summer of 2016.
Isn't that crazy? We're in 2021 now, you know?
Yeah, I know. And 2016 feels like yesterday. It's
dude,
like...
I'm running up on my 10-year class reunion right now.
That's mine this year.
Sad
very
days.
Very happy about
sad
it, can't you tell?
Sad days, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
But it also does at the same time. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a lot of things that have happened, so I'm like, yeah, it's been 10 years.
Yeah, like...
You have just a lot... Just
a lot of
just like,
things.
Oh my gosh, you know?
So, I went to Ulta, you know, to go buy some makeup.
This little trip? You're like,
yeah,
I'm going to be a content creator going to Ulta?
I didn't even have, like, content creator, like, in my mind. It
no,
was more,
I know, right? I'm just saying that,
yeah,
right?
It was more of a, like, I'm going to... just go buy some makeup and play, like, you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, sit down and enjoy just
your therapy session.
Yeah,
right, that's kind of what it is, right?
Yeah, it is, definitely, because it's just like very in tune with just like yourself, and like you're sitting, it can take hours, it can take a long ass time. Let me tell you,
well, I've seen some of the freaking things you've done and I'm like, how the heck do you pull that off? You know, it's a lot.
Hours.
There's a lot in it. That's
yes.
Like you're talking about like costume design almost.
Yeah.
Like costume design makeup, like it's insane how intricate it gets.
Yeah. It's like, what am I doing?
You're 3 hours in, you're like, why am I still here?
Oh, 3 hours is short.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. No way.
Yes. So whenever it first began, it was more just like, you know, like I would get on Instagram and look up, or Pinterest, and be like, Halloween makeup, like let me search this and like get some inspiration, and then so I would try something. But I remember like the first time that I ever tried like to do like a skull, you know, like something kind of create, like in a weird, not just like natural or like glam makeup, but just something kind of like different. I was so impressed with myself, like I was like, oh my god, like I copied this picture, like
this,
I did that, it looks fucking dope, like I was like, man, this is what I'm good at.
Well, another thing I'll say is that even if you weren't, that attribute about something you like something you're passionate about or something you're doing to create, matters a ton.
Yeah.
Because it actually will make you better.
Definitely. Like the...
Confidence.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my God. That's like a... If I could tell anyone right now, like, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to do this. Like, I have people tell me, I want to do a podcast. Okay. Literally, all it takes to start, you be confident. Because if you're not, you will think you're not good at it.
Yeah.
Even if you are.
That is totally like great advice.
And so that right there, like you already being like this in this state where you're like, oh, I'm freaking badass at this. That's like the reason you win. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was like a great like confidence booster too, you know,
right.
Like, you know,
right.
And then it just like keeps going, you know.
Yeah, it just builds and builds.
Yeah, it builds and builds. And then I discovered, you know, posting on Instagram.
And oh, and then?
Yeah, like
You've just been doing this.
Yeah, I'd been doing it a little
bit. Taking pictures at all? Or
No.
Pictures, you're just doing it in front of a mirror and you're seeing it and you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah, this
I'm
is
so
cool.
And
yeah.
Then, what would you do? Like, so you're in here for a day, you know, doing your makeup and stuff, and like you're held up in your room or whatever. Like, what do you do after that? Do you just look at it and admire it and then you just you wipe it all off and go...
Well, at first it was more,
how does that work?
Yeah, okay. Whenever I'm doing creative style makeup and stuff like that, yeah, I do it.
But when you first started,
whenever
was it
I first
not?
Started, it was more of glam kind of
actual makeup. Like makeup you would actually wear in the streets, if you will, right?
Yeah. Like going out, I was like, I'm going to go out tonight and rock this makeup that And then for, I guess, whenever I first started Creative Style, like I took like Snapchat pictures and like sent it to people.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, this is, look what I did. You know, it wasn't like I wasn't documenting it in like some kind of way, but I wasn't like posting it.
Well, because you're thinking about the amount of people that would see it, right?
Yeah. I was just like,
Snapchat is your small group of friends and it's private.
Yeah. So that's what I was doing. And then, yeah, I just wash it off. Just be like, okay, that was fun. Let me wipe this off now. And then whenever I started actually like posting and like getting into it, I was, you know, taking shit tons of pictures. Like, of course, I got my worst critic, you know, this picture's not good enough, you know, like, I would, scrolling through my freaking photos, it's...
They're all the same photo, but they're different.
Yes. Yeah. 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 It's just like, and then it's like hours and hours of work into it, which I enjoyed. Like, I love like just sitting down and de-stressing and just like,
see, that's where that's where that matters a lot.
Yeah.
You're saying de-stressing.
Yeah.
Because you have to understand regular people are stressing about that.
Yeah.
Like, you have girls now that are on Instagram, literally they're stressing out because they want the right thing to work.
And not to say that I haven't been there as well.
Right.
Especially because like you're like, oh, this can perform so well, and then your next one doesn't perform good, and you're like,
right,
why does this affect me so bad? You know, like,
right,
I need to be doing something that would perform well, you know, and it gets to your head a little bit. And then also like seeing other people that do way better than you,
yeah,
comparing yourself.
Oh, always, right? Well, for me, it helps. For me, it's motivation. I'm like, I want to be there, right? So my switch, you could say, I watched Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap. And then I watched his documentary and I was like, holy crap. It's like a few years ago when it came out, whatever. And I was like, he's successful and he did a media company, you know, and I'm like, I want to do that. Well, watching him do it was like, I'm comparing myself and I was like, oh, I'm going to freaking make that happen. It's going to happen. But I wasn't going to do it with comedy. There's no way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, she has her own Instagram. It's Bruise and Beauty by Brie.
Yes.
All one word.
All one.
No underscores.
No.
No periods.
Mm-mm.
None of that. She wanted it straightforward to the point, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about now, though, is her Instagram profile. She's got like 5,000 followers, something like that.
About.
And
it's dropped. But
sure,
I mean, it's still around.
There's a reason
5,
for that. We're going to get into that. Yeah. But to get to that point, I don't think people know how hard that is.
Extremely.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
How is 5,000 so hard? But it is.
It's so hard.
It's freaking hard. And then like the same thing goes for like, you see these other accounts, 20,000, 30,000, whatever it is. And you're just like, what happened here?
Yeah. Sometimes it's luck.
Sometimes it's luck. Sometimes it's collabs. Sometimes it's whatever. I know. It's the same with podcasting. It's always this thing, right? Anyway, going back to that though. So you had just started posting on Instagram.
Yes.
So when did it click for you to like put it public like that? You're talking about anyone and everyone could see it.
Yeah.
Even though maybe no one sees it.
Yeah.
Maybe no one at all sees it. But it's like, it's public now. It's a big thing. It's a big deal. What made you do that?
I guess I wanted to, I was proud of myself for what I was doing. So yeah. I wanted other people to also see what I was doing and then, you know, like get their opinions on it.
Right.
I guess get, what's the word?
Feedback?
No.
No, you didn't want feedback.
Feedback is nice, but like...
Attention?
Yeah, I guess, just, like attention.
You can be honest. Like, straight up. So like, I tell people all the time, like, they ask me what I want to do and I say I want to be famous and they're like, okay. But I'm so tired of people telling me, like, or not people telling me, society telling me, there's a pressure here that you can't say that because it's shallow or something.
Yeah.
I want attention. Humans want attention, right?
Definitely.
Now, I have an ulterior motive. There's a reason I want attention, but that's no matter. It's a matter. But that's what I'm saying. So whenever you say, like, you're thinking, like,
not
what do I
want
to say?
Like,
oh, you want attention.
Yeah.
I don't need to justify that.
Yeah.
Everyone wants attention.
Attention.
If it de-stresses you to put it on Instagram and get that attention, so be it. I think a problem occurs whenever you're, like, stressing out about it so much that you put all your time and freaking effort into it and only to, like, let everything else fall out in your life. You know?
Yeah.
Why are you smiling?
The noises.
Every single noise, right?
Yeah, I'm like, ah.
It doesn't matter. You're good.
But yeah, I guess like to get some attention and also just to, I guess, document that what I was doing
right.
as well.
Heck yeah.
Just to look back and...
Have you ever done like a video of you doing it? Like, have you ever done like the...
I've done videos. I've never posted videos. I have done videos. And I've done talking videos. I've done just like time-lapse, I guess, videos.
Yeah.
I've done like a whole ass video where I just like... Don't really. I just like. I'm just like letting it sit there while I do my makeup.
I'm thinking about like Jenna Marbles type stuff, right? Jenna Marbles. I know she doesn't really. She wasn't really makeup, but she did sometimes.
Oh
right?
Yeah, she would just do like.
It was like funny,
trendy
stuff.
Things, you know, right, or okay. like you know challenges and stuff.
Same thing, talking head type YouTube stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in the day, kind of thing. That was like 2012. Like
I love Jenna Marbles.
She's hilarious. It sucks what happened.
Like, I know.
As far as her canceling stuff, but anyway. You could do that for sure. Like that could be something you could do, right?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, move forward a little bit though. So you were growing this account. How did you really grow that?
So I started.
Because there's a huge gap here, right?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
Whenever I first started posting, I was probably 25.
Okay.
Yeah. And then at first it was like. I started following other accounts, you know, that were also doing the same things. Like, you know, yeah. I was like, get inspiration, maybe they'll follow me back, mm-hmm. you know, like that kind of thing. And then I started posting weird shit. Like, you know, like the like Halloween, you know.
I was gonna say, like, explain the weird
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like, you know.
It's not really that weird.
It's not that weird. But it's not just like, yeah, you know, that kind of thing, which is the most like beneficial, like, you know, that's where I got the most feedback was, you know, from the stuff that like, obviously, yeah, obviously mm-hmm. like not everybody can do, mm-hmm. you know? So, of course I realized, you know, what was performing.
Yeah. Cause when I met you, that's what was happening.
Yeah. Like I was
my Instagram and I was like, damn, like that's yeah. what I was looking at. I was like, holy crap, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It was good. It was cool.
Yeah. And then, so I did 31 Days of Halloween.
You don't expect that. When I met you, I didn't expect it.
Yeah. No, it's, really it's cool, like every time it. Like somebody's like, what do you do? And I'm like, well.
well. Yeah, it's funny.
But I did 31 Days of Halloween. That was the very first like challenge I'd put on myself to mm-hmm. like get done. And the first time that I did it, I've done it twice now.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I did it, it did really good, you know, and like it was fun, but it was also very stressful to get 31 looks done in 31 days. Like I did a couple of like pre-October looks where I would kind of catch, like, you know, be like above the time limit and stuff,
right?
But those quickly went out of the way and I started to have to do two looks a day and then like a look in the morning and then go to work at night at BJ's and then like wash, you know. I would be painted from like the neck down.
You're trying to get faster at this thing.
Yes.
You have to be faster at this
I'm so OCD about it too. And it's just like, oh, I need to stop.
But if you find a perfect balance.
Yes.
That you're going to be like, you know.
Yes. So I would sometimes go to BJ's with like this down here, like still freaking painted. And I'm just like, I'm like, my face is covered. It's time to work. Like, you know, that close to the wire of like getting it done. So it was super stressful, but it was also like very, very rewarding, you know, and like people like loved it. I loved it, you know, and they're just like, it was crazy how many people were like hitting me up, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh my God, like what you're doing is like, and that obviously is a motivator too.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
You know,
guaranteed.
Like,
yep. It's like, one of the biggest motivators.
Yeah. It's like
when an audience tells you, hey,
yes,
this is amazing.
Especially in real life too. Like, you know, I would go mm-hmm. to, Rose City, you know, to go grab a beer or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, your Instagram. Like, that's fucking crazy. Like, how do you do that? How long does it take? You know,
all the questions.
And that kind of thing. Talking about this is funny because I haven't, you know, like posted in so long and it's bringing back like good
memories.
Yeah, good memories.
I'm not trying to make
like,
you feel bad here at all.
No, no, right? No. It's just like I haven't done it in so long and it's just like, I guess remembering and like remembrance of it, it's like, like, I do want to. Like, I want to really bad.
Well, so you're in a position now. You grew up your Instagram account like crazy, right?
Yeah. That last year was the best year. It was, like, every post that I made.
So, what made you... I mean, right now we're sitting in your shop, but, like, what made you not want to do that anymore? I guess what I mean to say is, like, some people set out to make their Instagram, if they're a content creator like that and they're on Instagram mainly, that's going to be their main thing, and they're going to do it, and they're going to freaking make it happen and whatever, make money or whatever, right?
Yeah.
What kept you from that? Because it's pretty obvious to me that you were in several years of crazy growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the first 10,000 followers is probably the hardest, but, like, if you...
That's what I've heard.
If you go, like, just kept going, like, what... Why? You know what I mean? Why would you not, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should, I'm just asking.
I think I would go through ruts, you know, of not wanting to post or not wanting to feel like I was doing it. And
well, because it's work at that point, right?
It is, yeah. And then, like, it was like I was, like, kind of forcing myself to do mm-hmm. it rather than enjoying what I was doing. It was more of like, well, I need or have to get this done.
Right, so that's why content creation to me is different than being creative, because, like, content creation is an actual thing.
Yes.
You have to make this thing to make money. So how do you balance that, right?
Oh, it's so hard.
Right.
Yeah. And it was getting to where it was stressing me out, like, a lot. And I made separate Instagrams for different things, you know, like I told you. And I was like, okay, I want to post whatever I want to fucking post. Like, I don't want to have to, like, confine myself to these standards that everybody's holding me to.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm also in the same boat. Like,
yes,
I just want my personal Instagram and everything else is separate.
Yes, yeah. But I also wanted to create content. But, you know, I'm creative in several different ways. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it was very hard because I wanted to just post it all in one thing.
Right.
You know, and it just was overwhelming about how difficult the balance was. And, like, and I was like, I want to grow so bad. Like, I really want to, like, you know, get a big Instagram and a big following. And it was, like, what I wanted. But then the work and, like, it pulled at my emotion of, like, I want to post whatever I want to post, you know? Like, it was, like, the balance between that I couldn't find. So then it would stress me out. And then I would want to not do anything.
Right. You just stop doing all of it.
Yeah. You're like, I don't want to fucking post.
Right.
Like, what is it? If it doesn't perform well, then it pisses me off. And then, you know, if it does, then it makes me
want to do it more. But it's like, it's constant.
Yeah.
It's constant. And even flow. I think, I don't have 5,000 followers, but I think that on Instagram anyway. But a lot of times you're going to have that no matter what.
Like, oh,
you're
going
to have posts that don't perform well. It's going to happen.
Definitely.
As well as others anyway. And at some point, maybe you just keep creating anyway.
Yeah.
And then just...
That's what I want to get back into, is just create. Don't worry about the followers.
Right. Like, now, here's what I'll say. I'm not saying you did it wrong, because I'm not the person. I don't do makeup. But when you start giving people a daily dose of medication, if you will, and then take that daily dose of medication away, they don't like it. And these days, social media to people is medication. As sad as that sounds, it sounds terrible to say that. So whenever you give them 31 days of Halloween and then you don't give them 30 days of November, or how many 31 days of November?
Definitely. You could definitely see, like, a decline.
Right.
In,
isn't that weird?
Yeah.
People are.
I didn't even, like, ever think about it like that.
That's my main, like, that's one of the main things that happens with this podcast being weekly. It's like, you know, I cannot stress out about it. And in order not to stress out about it, I can't do it daily. There's no way.
No.
And if I do it daily for a week, people are like, why aren't you doing it daily now? You know? Screw that. I'm not doing it. So if you were trying to get back into it, that's what I would say. I would say, hey, you know, try doing something on your terms. Straight up on your terms. Now, that might mean you want to do 31 days of October, and that's just fine. So be it. But then you have to be settled with yourself and say, I'm going to lose followers.
Yeah.
Fine. But I wanted to do 31 days of October or whatever. You know?
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I'd perform so well during Halloween, and then it'd be so hard to gain any kind of following after Halloween.
Right.
Like, I would trickle.
What do you have? You have November. What is November?
Yeah. I guess you could, like, be like, here's behind the scenes of Halloween, or, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't wait for next Halloween.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, there's definitely, like, creative. Like,
you could
people,
do behind the scenes of Halloween. That sounds good.
Yeah. I was like,
videos, like, time lapses.
Right. washing it off.
Honestly, I want to know.
People always ask.
I want to know how the hell, you know.
People always ask, like, how long did it take to wash off?
You know, they say makeup remover, like, but that makeup remover does not. I'm a guy, and I've heard that doesn't really work that well anyway.
No, I've definitely been, you know, like, so rushed before BJ's. You know, I would just like get topless,
right,
and then bend over the tub, right, and like have it.
Okay,
go.
So people know. Hold on, there might be out of state listeners or people that don't have BJ's near them. BJ's is a restaurant. Please God, don't. Yeah, that was hilarious how that went down. BJ's is a restaurant, and it's a really good restaurant. It's a brew house. BJ's Brew House. Okay, guys? All right.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, you're good? And you're like just trying to rush and yeah, let's go, yeah, we can go back to it now. Like,
just like wiping, and then like there's like bombs that they make that break up, you know, makeup.
Right.
So I would just like lather it, you know, and just like try and get as much water on my face, and then go back up to the mirror and grab like wipes, you know, and yeah, just like try to just wipe it off.
Holy cow.
Like, you know, it'd be like, you know how like it's like washing off like paint off of like a canvas, like it's still like streaky after you like get it, so you go over to the mirror and it's just like black streaks like all across your face, and you're like, I gotta get like, oh, buff this out.
Yeah
it's intense, especially when you're in a hurry. Yeah, it was fun though. It's a good time.
I say that's like one of the main things that shaped you, is that what you're saying, like that type of thing, being able to like excel and be creative.
Yeah it definitely like boosted my confidence, you know, in like I can succeed at something. You know,
well, growing up, like, were you that creative?
No, I played soccer. I was not good. I played for 10 years, but I was never good.
What?
Yeah, never good. Never good. I took piano lessons, was never good. Wasn't awful, but like, I didn't like it that much, you know, like I didn't apply myself. And then theater, mediocre. And then it was just something that I finally was like, I feel like I'm good at this. And that's maybe because I didn't have an Instagram. I didn't have myself. I didn't have like anything to like compare it to, mm-hmm, whenever I first started. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like,
if you would have, you would have been like, oh, I'm not that good.
Or like, I can't, right, do it like they could.
Confidence is the number one thing.
Yes.
I'm telling you. And so like, the good thing is you can choose to look at that stuff. Now, if you create on Instagram, it's kind of hard not to look at all of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For podcasting, it's kind of like simple. I just don't listen to podcasts. When I first started this, I listened to Joe Rogan all the time.
I love Joe Rogan.
Awesome guy. Don't get me wrong. It's cool. Cool podcast. Great. But, you know, it's this constant comparing I would do. Like, you end up thinking, like, I'm never going to be that, or I'm never going to make it there, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Well, finally, when I started creating the podcast, I was like, I need all these podcasts out of my life, because it helps you.
Yeah.
To like centralize yourself and like just like isolate from every other type of creation to create. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah, it was nice to like begin before I ever knew that like it was a thing. You know, I couldn't imagine, you know, having an Instagram and seeing all these incredible like makeup artists and then be like, oh, I kind of want to do that. And then like be like starting off and then looking at yourself and be like, wow, this is shit. Like, you know, but everybody does start somewhere.
Everybody starts somewhere.
Yes.
Can you actually think that Instagram person you're looking at like started like that?
No.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
But it's so hard not to like.
So hard not to, but like, you got to be honest. They're, yeah, just the same as you.
Yeah.
They're just the same as us. They're the same. Like they're all people.
Yeah, it was different though whenever I started hula hooping. Like I knew that it took time to learn things. I don't know, it was different. Like I felt like with makeup it came like it was more of like a natural kind of talent instead of like a learned kind of talent.
Well, you were naturally good at it.
Yeah, you know. So it's,
could that be because you're a girl? I'm just kidding, dude. Did you wear makeup that much growing up though?
No,
you didn't. Okay, so no, it's just like imagine, like it's like, and honestly, you don't do the same type of makeup that's like normal. So
no,
it's totally a skill.
Yeah,
but it's like this. That's crazy. Yeah, natural skill.
Yeah, natural skill. Some people will argue that there's no such thing as natural
skill.
Yeah, and I'm like,
oh, I would argue against that for sure. Like, when do you think I do a podcast, right? I didn't do something where I have to, like, do videos and all that. I do video now, sure, but I don't care about that. I'm a conversationalist.
Yeah.
And apparently, that's a skill. And I'm like, oh, well, I grew up, like, talking to people and being okay with that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I had a argument once, and they were like, natural skill doesn't exist. Like,
they're so dumb.
Yeah, I was
what
like,
what is a gift? What is a gift you get?
I know.
How do you have gifts?
I literally was like, I can't sing worth a shit, but somebody can be born where they sing.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're like, you know, like naturally.
And you can train that voice, but like, they're already like, they're pretty good.
Yeah, and I was like, there is such thing as natural.
Even, and especially when you're talking about singing.
Yeah,
because you're talking about genetics. You're talking about their literal throat makeup, however you want to talk about that, is like different, you know?
Yeah.
They're naturally able to sing well.
Yeah, that was my argument. And they're like, no. I was like, what?
Like, if I was to sing or someone else was to sing that's not that good or whatever, maybe they have some weird like throat thing. You have to move your tongue and like do it perfectly. And like, you have to learn that because I'm not born with that. But someone else can come up here and not even have to move anything or worry about anything. And they just sing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
That's
sing.
A weird argument.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
A really weird argument.
It was a weird argument.
I'm like, really? Wow. Like, hold on. But I will say, like, in his defense, whoever it was, he or she, defense, I would say they may be saying that because they think they can learn anything. And that's where I will say, I think that anyone can apply themselves and learn something and do it well.
I think the
straight
same.
Up. I think that. 100%. But there are people that will be better at it.
Naturally,
from the jump. That's just how it works.
It is how it works. I was like, how can you not understand that?
It might be just his mental block or her, whoever it was. I keep saying his, but her or his mental block that like, so that they don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Maybe. About not being able to do that or whatever.
Totally. Yeah. That's crazy. With hula hooping, what I was saying was like, I knew that it was going to take like time and effort into like learning tricks, you know, because like obviously you can't do a trick from natural like ability, you know, like it's a trick, you know,
right?
So it was like I didn't have to compare myself to somebody because like they also had to go through the exact same method as I did,
right?
Like the exact same
method. To learn that specific trick,
like learning tricks and things, I feel like you're not really naturally
I agree with that, like, now here's where the creation comes into that though. What if you're creating the tricks, right?
Yes.
So let's say you're the guy that creates these, Tony Hawk or whoever, that creates these tricks. You're naturally just like doing stuff with this skateboard or this hula hoop. And then next thing you know, you do some weird crap and you're like, that's it. That's this trick, right? Yeah. So I feel like that goes back that way. It can go back to the back where someone made the trick. Whenever you're just following that and you're following these steps and these like quote unquote guidelines, of course, you're not going to be naturally good at it.
Hula hooping is fun, though. That's my, like, real escape. Yeah, like...
Well, so it's no longer makeup?
No, I love makeup. It did become a job, though. And I want to get back to it not being... Because, like, I got it so in my head about makeup. And it was, like, how can I be better?
How many people, like, go through that on Instagram.
I don't... Oh, well, there's several people that I follow that, like, they don't post for, like, a year. And they're like, hi, I'm back. And I'm like, I feel you, girl. Like, I feel you. Like, and they're like, I just needed a break. It got to me. Like, it gets to you.
It does get to you.
There's so many people out there that do makeup. So many.
Well, I know, but, right, were you saying you're, like, muffled? You can't break away because of that, right? I think that social media definitely has like magnified things like that.
Yeah.
Like they're like you can see how many people do everything. Like there's so many people doing all this stuff, but I don't think it ever changed really. And I think that like a business, right? You're in one now. Like, yeah, it's different, but it's a clothing store, kind of. Obviously, there's furniture and stuff too. But how many of these do you know? Not specifically vintage. I'm not trying to be vintage specific. But, like, you know there are furniture stores. You know there are clothing stores. Mm-hmm. You know there's tons of them that exist, right? And you know the odds are against you. But you're still going to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's crazy how, like, different it is with different things. And, like, I can never wrap my head around how to be 100% disciplined with my makeup. like it would get to me, like.
Like having a schedule, you mean?
Yeah, like having a schedule, like, you know, like I'd always say, like, I really want to like gain a following, get these brands to notice me, and like, you know, this and this, but like I couldn't ever, like my mind could never like be like, this is important, like, get it done, this is important. It was more, it was emotionally getting to me more than like, oh, I should have made it, like I have to do, like, you know, like with this it's like a job.
I see what you're saying.
It's hard to like,
it's a grind. Yeah. You're grinding on this.
Yeah.
And if you view it as a grind, you know you have to get up and let's go,
like,
do it.
Like you have to
make
do
it happen.
It. Yeah.
Right? And it's a mental thing. You just set it up immediately.
Yeah.
You already set yourself up when you wake up in the morning that this is what you're going to do. But then like makeup, you're saying like you got to it and you're like, I want to create and I don't want it to be a job.
Yeah.
Because you already woke up thinking it was creation.
Yeah. So it was just like,
do you think it'd be different? Like if you woke up, if you really did wake up and think, today my schedule is makeup, makeup, whatever you want to make the schedule. And do you think it'd be different? Do you think you'd be like, okay, get this done?
Yeah. After like, after
compartmentalizing,
like,
that
building a business, you know, and seeing what it takes to succeed and like do good and like the things, the guidelines and everything,
push through.
Yeah. It's more of a like, this has to get done. This is my job. This is what necessary. It's what is necessary to actually like succeed,
right,
you know, in it. And it pushes you to do it. Like it literally like, oh, I might not feel like it, but I've got to do it.
So I think another thing, knowing you can succeed changes things too.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be the right type of person. So anyone else that tries this, you know, your co-owner already had a business, so maybe she's already been through this before. You definitely have to be determined when you do it, right? And so anyone else would be like, there's so many of these, why would I do this? But if you think about that with makeup, like what if there's so many people that do it? Well, yeah, but there's also so many more people that don't do it.
Yeah.
And those people aspire to be you or want to look at you doing makeup, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy because I wanted it to be a hobby kind of thing as well. And it, from hobby to job, I don't know.
It was very
like gray.
So that's a good point. You know? I would say, you know, sometimes maybe you don't want makeup to be that.
But I also was like, in my mind, I was like, I want this to be successful.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't do anything to make it. Very roller coaster. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah. Well, so now, we're actually in her shop right now. When did this all happen? Like this is a completely different thing. It's not Instagram, it's not like content creation, it's like it's totally different.
Yeah.
Where'd you walk into this?
Oh, it's a crazy story as well. It's like, so my business partner, she owns a hair salon and I got my hair done from her. We actually followed each other on Instagram. That's how we found each other. I found her and she found me because of Bruise and Beauty.
Isn't that weird?
By Brie.
You're in the same freaking town.
Yes. Oh, and that's how we found each other.
Yeah.
And so I met her through a friend at a wedding. That was the first time I like met her in person, and I was like, I need to get my hair done from you, you know, like I want to support you, like I think you do awesome work,
right?
And so I started getting my hair done from her, and then Bailey, her husband, was like super into like content creating. Yeah. So they both really wanted me to come into their studio and do makeup. Like that's what they wanted me to do, was like do a makeup look. She does my hair. We do like a studio kind of shoot, like something super creative, something weird,
yeah,
you know, like cool.
Yeah.
And like, we're like, hell yeah, let's like, you know, like do that one day. And so we would plan to do it, you know, things would fall through kind of thing. And then, so that's how we like kind of built our relationship. We were like, we want to work with each other one day, you know, like on content creation. Mm. So that's like our base on how our,
right, yeah, because this is not content creation, right? This is like a full-on business.
Yes. So what happened was I went in to get my hair done, and she, another side hobby of mine is vintage
Girl,
finds.
You know a lot of,
I know a lot of, I like to find things that I like. So I absolutely love finding old shit. Yeah. Pretty much. Like I love vintage things. It's like the test of time, you know, mm-hmm. like there's something like magical about something like literally like surviving. Like an item surviving
50 years,
70 years, and then like I buy something and my dog tears it up. Like, you know, like that's how like
so
impermanent,
how did this make it, right?
Like, you know, like yeah. things are. But like right. this item, like, not too long ago, my cat knocked down a vase from the 30s, and I was like, this thing survived for nearly 100 years.
Well, I mean, you know what
my
this means?
Cat.
This means that people just, you know, didn't have cats.
I know. Then. I was thinking. I was like, where's the claw marks on everything? Like,
right.
So I just like got super like. Involved in like trying to find shit that was super old. So I would mm-hmm. go to thrift stores all the time, and I'd post it on my Instagram on my stories.
Right.
Like on my, I never really posted it on my page, but on my stories, I was like, this is cool. So I'm going to share it.
Yeah.
There's Instagram, you know, with stories is a whole nother.
Yeah. I think Instagram stories can be separate from your Instagram
yes.
profile.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever you want there.
Yes.
So, that's cool.
I enjoy stories. Like,
stories
for
are great.
Sure.
And I use stories to just talk about whatever I want to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And it doesn't mean I have to post anything.
Yeah.
And people will still follow me, so.
They would either just skip through or,
yeah,
like, you know,
skip
yeah.
skip through, whatever, fine, whatever.
So, I came into my appointment and she was like, so, where do you source your stuff? And I was like, what is this source thing that she's talking about? I have no idea what
like
sourcing
you're
means.
You're talking about like you just asked me out of nowhere and this isn't something I actually share.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I was like, what? And then she was like, where do you find your vintage things? And I was like, oh, that kind of sourcing. Like, you know, I was like, well, I go to a lot of thrift stores. I do a lot of like watching on Facebook Marketplace,
right.
you know, and like, you know, this kind of thing. And she was like, I've been really thinking about like putting like a room in my salon of like clothes, like, you know, vintage clothes. And she was like, would you be interested in, you know, maybe providing some, you know, like being a part of this? And I was like, oh, hell yeah. That sounds like, a good, like, yeah, I was like, that's awesome. Cause I had also started like a Depop, you know, Depop, you sell your clothes that you find.
Okay.
It's an app.
Okay.
You don't know what Depop
no,
is?
No, I don't. Please explain it.
You don't know what Depop is?
I don't know what Depop is. I'm sorry. I'm all into everything, but like,
you
hold
don't know
on.
What Depop is. Okay. So it's just an app and it's kind of like eBay, but for clothes and mostly people that like,
oh, okay.
for like creative kind of, like, you know,
right.
like, you know, expressing
well, okay.
fashion.
That's why I don't like sell a lot of clothes like that. It's not who I am.
True. Okay.
I'm into
I'll
clothing, but I'm not like, I'm definitely not you as far as like finding these good finds and stuff.
Yes.
You know?
So.
It's a knack. You know, you have a knack for that.
It is. Yeah. I do have.
Maybe it's in part to my gender, but like, I also just don't.
No.
But like, I also don't, you know, I just don't.
Yes. So.
That's a cool app, though.
It is a cool app. I like it.
It's probably better than like stores.
It's like shopping. Yeah.
Plato's Closet.
Shopping.
That? Is it still open? Is it still a thing?
Yeah, I think it is. It's kind of like Plato's,
Tyler, yeah,
but like
Taylor,
Tyler,
Texas.
But app form.
Yeah.
So we literally had that conversation. We were mm-hmm. literally like, oh, that'd be so much fun. And then we were like, what about furniture? We're like super into furniture. And like, you know, like I had recently got into the furniture part and like mid-century modern, like was like catching my eye. And I was like, this is awesome.
What's interesting is you're choosing stuff like, you know, I don't know if you just happen to be doing this, but you're choosing stuff that will come back, you know, or is coming back, or you
yeah.
know what I mean? Because like, you know, history repeats itself and all that stuff, and fashion definitely repeats itself. And like, here we are, like, coming back to this style of clothing.
Yeah.
And you're on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Same with furniture.
It's crazy. I guess it is like an eye kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a vision.
For sure. A vision.
A vision. So we were like, well, there's definitely not enough room in like one of your slots for furniture and clothes. And she was like, so my landlord has a spot and it's downstairs and I'm pretty sure the rent's pretty cheap. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And I was like, well, how much is it? And she told me and I was like, that's totally doable. Like, and I just saved like a lot of money because unemployment and, you know, COVID. Okay.
You know, it's, I love hearing that though, because, you know, you talk to people about unemployment, right? And everyone wants to be like, get a job. But like, I like it whenever I hear somebody that had unemployment and actually makes their life better.
Oh yeah. I feel like
that's what you want to hear.
I feel like a lot of people blew their money.
Well, yeah, of course.
And unemployment.
We're in America.
Yeah. And I was literally like, I'm saving all of it. Like, I'm saving all of it.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to spend any money.
Right.
Like, I'm putting now, all this money.
Of course, I can't be like, oh, no, everyone can't do that. I get it. There are some people that don't have a job, actually, or, like, they don't have any means of income anyway, or whatever. But I have a hard time believing that you couldn't save any of it. So it just,
I do too, especially because it was, especially for like the people that don't make as much money, it was more than what they were making.
Right.
And they were making ends meet before. Yeah. They were making ends meet before with that less amount of money. And if they're getting more amount of money, they should be able to save some money.
Correct. That's not how it works though.
Yeah. And you weren't doing anything.
Give a homeless man thousands of dollars and what will he do with it? He will blow it.
Yes. People weren't doing anything. And I was like, how can you not save money?
Right.
You literally can't go out anywhere. So
you literally can't go out.
Yeah, you literally can't do anything.
Yeah.
So right. I was like,
that's okay. Awesome. So you have that. You're able to freaking supply the rent and all that.
Yeah, I was like, I saved a shit ton of money. And I was planning to invest in some kind of way. Like, I was getting into, like, you know, like my future, you know, like starting to plan kind of thing. And I was like, maybe I want to buy a house. Like, that's kind of what I want to do. You know, maybe buy some property or some land or like something like that.
The fact that you're even thinking about that's good.
Yeah.
It's smart.
I thought so.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
So actually, and what had happened, like literally the week before me and Olivia had this like conversation, was there was this house that I absolutely was in love with and I was like wanting to buy it and it fell through. And I was pretty bummed about it. And then 2 days after, like, I found out it fell through, this kind of opportunity, this opportunity like arose. And I was like, fuck it, like, let's do it.
I was this like, is the one.
It's a risk, but like,
well,
you know,
it's always a risk.
And I was just like, I'm ready to take this risk. Yeah. I saved all this money. It fell through for what I wanted, but I did want to invest it in some way. And investing in yourself and your own business is like a good way. I felt like it was a good way to
For sure.
You know, do that.
You're still investing. It's still investing. You're not blowing your money.
No.
Like, if you think something's going to make you money, that's not blowing your money.
True. It is just, it was 2020.
Opening a business. Told me about all this, and I was like, yo, this is like, you sure?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
This is
like opening
a
business.
Bad year to try this. But maybe it's the best year, honestly.
You know, a lot of businesses close down, you know, which is bad, you know, but.
But also, it gives you a taste.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard.
So now whenever your business is okay, like this year or next year or whatever, you'll be like freaking rocket ship.
It's nuts.
Has it worked out? Like, people are coming in? Like,
oh,
people are buying? Like,
definitely. Like, it's way better. Literally, so, okay, the day after this had happened, our conversation, we came down here and looked at the space and we were like, we want to do this. Like, let's get a lease, like, you know, set up. And this was like September, like beginning of September. And we opened in November, like November 13th. So we had 2 months and we got everything together in 2 months. And November 13th, we had a huge block party. That was like our opening.
Yeah, block party, like here?
Yeah,
like in this,
here.
Like in the square, on the
for
square?
This, yes,
oh,
off square.
Okay.
It was this. Like, this whole block, off square downtown, we did live music. We did, in the middle of 2020. Should I be talking about this? I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're good. That's fine.
Yeah.
We're in East Texas.
Yeah,
East Texas. People are less fearful.
Yes. And people definitely still judged us for, you know, throwing.
Doing it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you can choose to come out.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, we are not forcing you to come out and, like, support us.
But did you see, like, the freaking crazy parties, like, Florida was having and all these places?
Yeah.
That's nothing. A block party?
A block party.
Dude, that's nothing compared to, like, some of the crazy stuff I've seen.
Yeah, and so we had this block party. It was extremely successful. Like, we did so much better than we thought we did. Like, the outcome and the, like, response and feedback from people were just, like, immensely, like, oh my god, like, it was like surreal. It was incredible. And I was like, wow, we actually like did it. You know how much hard work it took to like open this place?
Oh, I can, like, only imagine. I can only imagine.
Early mornings, late nights, like, yep. Travel.
Because you have to source all this crap. So before you open the store, you have to have everything full.
Yeah, we literally, Olivia and I had like a small, like, arsenal of
collection,
you know, right? Yeah, and I was like, totally, I can like, yeah, sell this, I can do that, you know. Yeah, and whenever we first opened, I was like, yeah, that's for my personal, and people were like, what? Like, yeah, we were like, you know, source this stuff,
right?
And we would go around, and like that 2 months, literally every single day we were going to either Houston, Dallas, Podunk, East Texas towns, like, it was
wherever,
like,
it is, wherever.
Yeah, literally I was waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like,
I think that's the coolest thing about a shop like this, is because you're not just taking stuff that's shipped to you and selling it.
Oh, yeah.
You're finding it.
We're finding it, and like...
Like, why do you think these TV shows, reality TV shows, where they're like, you know, American Pickers, whatever they're called, all these garage, whatever the heck the shows are called, yeah, where they go around,
like,
and pick up this
storage
stuff.
Storage wars, like, whatever.
Why do you think they do so well, you know? People love that. People love this, like, you went and found it, and now it's yours mentality.
Yeah.
Like, change hands.
And
you know,
it's like literally
pawn shops,
like,
whatever it is.
It's nowhere, like, else. Like, it's so unique. It's so.
Yeah.
Like,
and yet they may have sold a lot of these then. They definitely don't have them now.
Yeah.
You know?
It's incredible to me. There was just like, whenever I first kind of found vintage, I was just like, wow. Like, why have I never invested in the, like, you know,
right.
It's a lot like cheaper.
Right.
It's like accessible. It's like fun. It's super fun, you know.
Yeah.
Like, to find something, you're like, oh my god, this is, I don't know, it's thrilling to me. I know it's not thrilling to everyone, but like, there's just like,
I'm just waiting for the show you're talking about.
I know,
like, that's gonna be sick. You start a show that's like, oh man, we went and found this, and this is me sourcing it, and blah blah blah, you know. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, it'd be so much fun to like actually, like, I mean, I can't tell you how early I've gotten up after working so late at BJ's.
Yeah.
And then, like...
That's the grind.
Yeah. And then me and Olivia meeting up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and be like, let's fucking do this.
Where is she? Like, what is she doing? She's, like, got a salon.
Yeah. She does hair.
I know. But, like, so during COVID, I guess she wasn't doing it.
No.
So she had a lot of time.
Yeah.
And she also needs to make money, too. So, like, just having a salon right now is not it, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, when you're passionate about it to the point of making it a grind, you're going to do it. You're going to wake up early. You're going to do it.
She loves this. And
yeah,
she's getting kind of tired of the hair, which, you know, I get kind of tired of bartending, you know, like,
right,
you know, it's not our own thing that
it's also clients.
Yeah.
Constant clients that you're helping or dealing with, mind you, like dealing with, like, customers.
Yeah.
These are normal customers that walk in and buy something. They're gone. You're talking about people that always come in and you spend hours
different
with them. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
So it would be super cool to like record and get our story.
Sweet.
Like,
yeah.
Cause it can be crazy.
You have a guy that does it. And that's the thing, is like, I don't know anywhere else around here that's like this. I'm not sure if you guys have looked at that up or seen who your competition is or whatever, if you have any competition. But like, I don't really hear about this.
Not really.
I don't know of anything else like this.
There is people that do, you know.
I know
vintage.
People like in DFW, sure, but not. I mean, and that, even then, it's like not that many.
Yeah, it's not as like oversaturated here as in some places, but I mean, people definitely do it, and people maybe just don't have a brick and mortar. They definitely do it online.
Online, right?
Yeah. And
are you guys doing that at all?
No, but we want to. We're going to build a website, definitely.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, like that's the next step. We actually have like our website built, but it's not like
published.
Yeah.
So I guess most of the clients, most of the customers you have then are from that block party. Like, I'm wondering how you guys gained
like traction and
word
stuff.
Word of mouth, I guess, huh?
Word of mouth, Instagram. Like we, our Instagram is
pretty lit.
Yeah, it's getting
it's
there.
Awesome. You know, velvetvintage.texas.
Yes. Yeah. .tx.
You guys want to text that or check that out?
Yes. Plug.
Pretty cool. I'm always about the shameless plugs.
Yeah, the shameless plugs.
I'm cool about that. Whatever.
Yes, and our Instagram, like we've gotten like 1,500 followers. You know.
Yeah.
Like.
Pretty quick.
Pretty quick. And Bailey, like the content that he creates is like top notch, and we're like going in a different direction soon, where we're gonna do like our Instagram is gonna be more of like a kind of eclectic kind of feel, like a curated and maybe not so much product, more so ideas and inspiration, and like use our photos as like photo shoots and like style shoots, and like do something that's like super creative, you know, style. Mm-hmm. So instead of just like
Instagram.
Yeah, because it's Instagram.
Instagram does not, like, unless it's an ad, they don't always just want to see product, right?
Yeah.
They want to see like some cool, like.
And then of course we'll have our website linked right in the bio. Thing.
Boom, done.
Yeah, and then you click on it.
Shop now.
Yeah, shop now. And then if the product's still available in the post that we, like, because we're going to use our stuff, like, mm-hmm. whenever we take these photo shoots and, you know, attach it to it.
You know, something cool about it actually makes it, well, something that makes it cool to me is that you, if you made it to where you don't, you can't ship this thing or you can't buy it online, maybe you reserve it or something, but they have to come in the store. Wouldn't that be cool? Like, you have to think, like, I don't know, I think about that and I'm like, it makes it even more exclusive. And now I am obviously not the guy to give you advice as far as a vintage shop goes, but like that'd be cool to me, but obviously it depends on where you're at, you know. I guess if you have to make money, you have to sell these things and ship them, but
yeah, it definitely depends it where exclusive. You're at and exclusiveness also is like a high
just,
like,
just imagine people are like traveling from all over America to come to this vintage shop.
Well, definitely that's what we're gonna do for our furniture. We're not gonna ship our furniture.
Of course.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I know, but that's expensive.
Yes. So very it's expensive. Definitely going to be just like exclusive
and
picks.
Insurance on it because it's old, you know?
Yes. Definitely going to be exclusive picks for our furniture just here in shop. Like, that's it. You're going to have
like
to
come
get it.
Like a half
and
half type
of,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. That works.
And like, but for that's the sick. Clothes and stuff,
yeah,
we'll be able to.
Like, the whole reason I'm here, like, this whole thing is just different from what you usually see in this place, you know, in Tyler.
Like in Tyler.
You
definitely.
Don't see that.
People walk in and they're just like, this is what Tyler needed, yeah. Or I can't believe this is in Tyler, or like, this feels like Austin.
This feels like Austin.
Yeah. That's
yo, when I walked in, I was like, this kind of feels like Austin. This is cool. This
yeah.
is cool.
And we get that one a lot.
Good Austin.
I was like,
not bad Austin.
Sometimes Austin can be a little bit too much.
Keep Austin weird, I guess is what they say, right?
Yeah. So. everybody's moving there.
Apparently. Including Joe Rogan and all others.
Yeah,
so
Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, who else? Like, shit ton of people.
Yeah, I think Ben Shapiro moved to Tennessee or some crap.
Shapiro.
People in California, so whatever.
Shapiro gets me. I mean, I love watching him.
He is intense. He's intense. And, like, my co-host on the other podcast is, like, kind of like that. He's, like, but he's not as, like, he's like kind of quiet.
Yeah.
So it works.
Shapiro like talks really fast.
Oh yeah. Just like, yeah. like he can't yeah. even keep up. Can't even keep up with that crap. It's insane.
Yeah. But yeah, I love his stuff too. It's yeah. just like interesting to watch.
You're not nervous anymore. Imagine that.
I am getting less nervous.
Yeah. No, yeah. This is a normal conversation. We're just
yeah.
talking.
Yeah. I'm getting more relaxed. I'm still like on the edge of like, are we talking about shit that matters? I don't know. like, you know, I feel like, is this really important? I don't know. Like,
it doesn't matter. So, you know, think about your makeup. Like, you're making makeup. Like, who cares? Like, about that is what you're thinking, right? Who cares about that?
Yeah.
I'm making my makeup. It's me. But people care about it. People want to see that, you know?
Yes. It does feel like people do, just from reactions alone. It does seem right. like people are interested in it. I myself have a hard time believing that
people are gonna be interested in it.
Yes.
Yeah. And like, honestly, with podcasting, when I first started, it was like, who the heck wants to listen to this crap?
Yeah.
Why does anyone want to listen to a conversation? Why don't they just have a conversation?
But it's nice. I love listening to podcasts, and like, it I mean, especially whenever it's like well done. And like, it sounds
we'll
good
see what happens with this one.
Yeah. Do you have doubts?
No. I don't. I'm just making a joke. I mean, whatever. It's the first of many, so we'll see.
I'm not going to be liked.
Nah, it'll be fine. That's not even a big deal anyway. Like, the other thing is that you do it to do it. You do it for yourself. You do it, like, because you want to create this thing, right?
Yeah.
Makeup, you know?
Yeah. It's cool. I do. It's fun whenever I don't put any kind of restrictions on myself. Because, like, I definitely do. Like it has to look perfect.
Right.
Like, I'd get OCD about it, about, like, this has to look exactly like my reference picture, or it's trash.
Or it's trash.
So, but
garbage.
Whenever I stopped, like, saying, like, you know, these guidelines, and was just like, well, if I mess up, then just make it into something else. And then whenever I started doing that, it was like whenever I started getting a lot, like, happier with my product, and yeah, it didn't have to be so perfect, you know, and I felt more original, you know, mm-hmm, and found my way in it.
It's hard to get there, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I still, to this day, sometimes have pressures on how I want something to go. Even this podcast, like, you know, when you're going into it, you're like, what are we actually going to talk about? And you literally, I even thought of it, even though I defended myself, is this important, you know? And I think everyone does it.
Yeah.
You know, and I defend myself to like, for my own mental freaking state. But, like, you always think that. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, but it affects it. If you put pressure on yourself, it's like, oh, man, it needs to go this way or that way or whatever.
The pressure is
so
not good.
That's literally why I'm creating this show, right? This different show that has no pressure behind it. Let's just do it. You know, let's just do something. Let's just talk, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I like it. No, like, outlines or boundaries or, I guess.
Yeah, there's no script.
Yeah,
right? No script. No script ever. No script. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it, but it's cool.
Oh my gosh, whatever. We literally went through your life story pretty much. So.
I know. Yeah, my two best friends, like, some of them, two of my best friends, they started, like, that true crime podcast in Oregon.
Every freaking girl I know is into true crime podcast. They're good.
They're so good.
It's like an actual show, though. You're talking about, like, a production. Like, they're, like, you know, unless they're just narrating true crime.
Yeah, they come up, like, they each have their own story that they cover, right, and, like, tell every details about, like, you know, the killer and the victim, and their podcast is Bloodbath. plug, Ashley.
Bloodbath. Okay, it's hard to say, Bloodbath.
Yeah, it is. Bloodbath. Yeah, nice. Ashley and Jamie, and they live in Oregon, and they're best friends, and, like, mm-hmm, I like it a lot. There is a lot of murder mystery,
that's it, they true love crime that.
They do. I love to listen to it. It's right. Like, kind of, I don't know why you,
I think honestly, I'm gonna say it, I think women just like that mystery.
Yeah, they're the mystery
into that. They're super into that. Like, I'm not kidding, dude, like, that's how it is, you know.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. It's just like they like the serial killer, like, is attractive to them for some reason.
There, like, is, like, the those, like, people, like, that think
it's
that.
It's so weird to me.
Yeah, it's weird. These serial killers are, like, their idol. Like, they have weird views on serial killers. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? I don't know.
I see how much space we have left.
I was like, is there?
We're good. It, like, so, it's so dumb to me. I hate it. GarageBand on iPad gives you a limit, like a song length limit. So when I record podcasts, it's 2,000 bars. And it's like, why is there a limit to that? It's so stupid. Why can't I just go forever? Apparently it says, because of processing power. And blah, blah. But dude, I have a video editor on my iPad. Why can't I freaking record songs or, you know, podcasts however long I want? It's stupid. I hate it.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds
stupid.
That's
fine. Whatever. I was sorry. I'm mad about it.
It's valid.
It pisses me off for sure. Yeah, is there anything else we need to talk about?
I don't know. I was like, how do you end these things?
How do you end? You just end it whenever you want. You talk whatever you want.
Yeah. What do you say?
You want to end it? Okay, I'll end it.
You'll end it? Okay.
You ready? I don't know. Oh, my God. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for watching. If you are watching, we are on YouTube, and it will be under at The Real Sky Day on Instagram, YouTube, and everything else, honestly, Twitter or whatever. This podcast will be available on Apple, Spotify, and, again, everything else. With that said, I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys enjoyed Bree Adkins. If you want to follow her, obviously, I already told you guys, Brews and Beauty by Bree, and her shop is velvetvintage.tx. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Bye.
Peace, love, and podcasting. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm. I have to take a picture, obviously.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Part of the podcast.
Of just me.
Yeah, no, oh. It's like every guest I have, I'm going to do this, okay?
Okay.
You're so, oh my God. Okay. Boom. Done.
Let me.
You want to look at it?
Yes.
Were you looking away?
Yes, do it again.
Oh my God. All right.
I fixed my bangs. Better.
Good enough? Okay, it's better. Good enough.
Got my forehead veins in there. This is weird.
Still?
Yes. Ah, my earrings.
Why did you say... Oh, I didn't know you had those, honestly.
The cartilage piercings. Oh, man. Oh, I wear these kind of headphones to work out.
Oh, you do?
Well, not like these, but yes.
So you're used to them? That's good.
Yes.
I was going to say, because like, after a while, yeah, they obviously hurt your ears.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, I'll leave sometimes. I'm like...